Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, what time you're listening to this podcast. It is the Alone With My Thoughts podcast with Melissa Jones. Thank you for tuning in yet again. I appreciate everybody who's listening. I just want to come in first off and say thank you. This is podcast number four. I don't know. I took a little break on trying to get the podcast out on the same day, so hopefully you guys don't mind that about 2 days late, but I'm gonna be doing two podcasts this week, so hopefully that makes up for my delay. So one thing I wanted to talk about today was Summer Walker, and a lot of people know her and know her music. Apparently I have yet to hear of her music, but I am hearing about her because of something else. She's been very open to discussing her kind of her mental health struggles, which to me, anytime I hear that, it kind of perks my ears. So, and she's been in, you know, she's been in the headlines recently for taking some time off, or she decided to cancel a few tour dates because of her social anxiety, and she's been talked about kind of poorly due to some of her behavior at like meet and greets or fan meets, which, you know, we'll get into that part of it. This is really bad, but I don't really pay attention to any music that has been made after, like, I don't know, in the past couple of years. Not too much. It's some things that I listen to, some things I just can't understand, and I guess I'm getting to that age. I won't discuss it. I'm, you know, I'm the age where I'm 25 for the umpteenth time, you know. So, yeah, I don't, she's not my zhuzh, I guess. I can't judge it because I haven't heard it. She sounds really nice. She has gained success, according to what I've read about her, in about a year. She's gained popularity, which is pretty awesome. And, you know, it has to be kind of hard for somebody who has, you know, admittedly has an issue with anxiety and social anxiety, to be exact. So that can probably be really difficult to cope with, because she's kind of like been thrust in there. And so I'm just going to look at a little bit of the information I found out about her. And I promise you, I'm going to go try and find her music and listen to it, because I like what I'm hearing about her in general. So her full name is Summer Marjani Walker. She was born in 1996 on April 11th. She is 23 years old. So she's an Aries. I don't know if that's relative, but I had to say it anyway. I'm a Pisces, but I'm on the Aries cusp. So I got some of them, probably the bad traits. I don't know. So she is a singer and a songwriter, and apparently she also plays some instruments, some piano and guitar. And they're just saying that she just came around, literally she's been around for a year. She had a mixtape that she released last year in October. That was called Day of Summer. And a year later, in October, she released her debut album. So since then, it seems that she's been doing some touring and doing some like fan meet and greets and things like that. She posts on social media. It seems that she puts she tells about her life, and she is open about certain things. And she, I guess, you know, people have spoken about how she is in her tours or in her shows, as well as in these meet and greets, saying that she is not very, I guess, interactive. And I guess what you know, that's what we want when we meet somebody we're a fan of. Which, I mean, she's still relatively new. She's a human person. And for me, I think that, well, she has said, came out and said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't hug people. I get overwhelmed. I have anxiety, and you don't, like, you know, she's trying to get people to understand the feeling that she has being around so many people at one time. Which, as somebody who, you know, has anxiety, and I do have some social anxiety. I definitely have generalized anxiety. But when you have social anxiety, I mean, it all can, you know, be interrelated and interconnected. But wow, imagine, I mean, just to understand social anxiety, you have anxiety around different social situations. You have anxiety around going out and interacting with people. You have anxiety about pretty much how these interactions will go. A lot of times, how you will be intercepted, but how you'll be seen as a person. And this is not the book explanation of social anxiety. This is just somebody who tends to go through it, you know. And to talk about myself for a little bit, and people might not know I have social anxiety because I talk a lot. I don't have a problem talking. And well, I do. When people first meet me, I'm usually considered like somebody that's quiet. But when I get a chance, I'm somebody that talks a lot and has a lot to say, especially if it's something that I'm passionate about. But I do, I have a physical reaction in my body when, as I spoke about, if you want to go back to my second podcast about anxiety, I can have that reaction in my body when I know that that I will be coming into a social situation. So it's for me, sometimes I can go and be the life of the party. Some people that aren't, you know, people that go out with me may not know that, but other people know that, and that have hung out with me, they would never, you know that I have that other side that's like, okay, I have to go here. Let me make sure I'm wearing some clothes. You know, I hope my pants don't rip. I hope I don't fall. What if I trip? Or what if I say something stupid? Again, like I said in the other podcast, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it, just to understand a little bit about anxiety. So these ruminations, as I explained in that podcast, happen, and they only happen in relation to a social situation. Knowing that I'm gonna be around a whole bunch of people, no matter how much I love and care about these people, it could be, you know, my best friends in the world in a room full of them, I still, once I have gone through that situation, it's almost like, it's not that I'm, and some people can consider it this way, but it's not that I'm being fake. It's that it takes a lot of energy to not act like what I feel. And I hope this makes sense. It takes a lot of energy to break out of the inner thoughts that are going on and the feelings that are going on, and, you know, stating, you know, that something's gonna happen, or I'm doing something wrong, and it takes a lot of energy out of you once you're done interacting socially. So that is something that she talks about. She talks about being an empath, which I could do a whole show about, just about being an empath. I think that a lot of people with like different traits consider themselves empaths. And empath's just a small, short definition of empath is somebody who can feel or sense or pick up on other people's emotions. There's different types of empaths, and a lot of people, you know, are sensitive. That's a good word. They're sensitive to the energies of other people. So when you are sad, when you are happy, excited, you know, their empaths are able to feel and sense that in their own being. So that also can be hard. So she said that she is an empath, and I'm gonna do a whole show about being an empath and in the relationship with empathy and different mental health concerns, because there is kind of a correlation with certain things, and I'm gonna explain that later. But for Summer Walker to be open and honest about it, I commend her for that. You know, it's not often that you have somebody in the spotlight that would even be honest about that. And I also commend her, as much as fans don't like it, as much as the people who have her contract, and, you know, if she did have the shows already, a contract to do certain shows, as much as those people, you know, have those financial and legal ramifications with her, I commend her for taking the time and knowing when she needs that time to adjust. That is probably the only way that you can be successful if you're somebody that deals with anxiety in any way or any other mental health concern. You need to recognize when you need to address your illness. So I commend her for that. She seems very intelligent, because, you know, I haven't listened to her music yet, because it just hasn't come up yet for me, because I don't listen to like popular music. I don't know if she's considered pop, but I don't listen to things that are out right now. But I will be listening to her. I will be supporting her, just because of the fact that she has, you know, been able to express herself in this way. I want to know more about her, and I want to, you know, listen to her art. You know, it's people who have like things going on like this are very creative. It's so interesting. But anyway, I commend her on taking the time. So she's canceled a few shows, and she tried to explain, you know, that it takes a lot out of her to have these interactions and to do these shows and to do these meet and greets, and there's a reason why she acts the way she does. And, you know, not everybody will understand it, And especially in this society, like, there's a lot of information out about mental health, but there's still stigma. There's still people who don't understand it to the point where they're like, okay, well, why don't you just get up and go greet the sun on a rock and you know, go be happy. Like, it's just something that's automatic. No, certain people have something that is, you know, misfiring in their brain, and it's not something that they can think or pray away. It's something that takes a lot of energy and works. And so I commend her for that. I don't know what else she's doing with her life, but I know a lot of times when people are in the spotlight, when people are famous in Hollywood or in music, they turn to drugs to face those type of feelings. A lot of people go through different types of things, but they will take drugs instead just to avoid those feelings. So they come out, you know, and they're like, yeah, I love everybody, but it's not really them. They have to continuously do that until something happens. And that's why we see so many, you know, deaths in the music community that are related to drugs. Or you never know, like, you see a lot of things happen to people, and we just notice because, you know, they're famous and we like their art or whatever they create. Their music, their theater, their whatever they create, but we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and sometimes people are taking their own lives because of this. So, like I said, if she's gonna take this time off, I commend her for that. And you know, what more can I say about that? You know, there's people, her fans have been kind of rough with her and, you know, disappointed in her. And, you know, I know that if the, you know, there's people like that, and I want to get more into that in the second half. But yeah, so it's definitely something good that she's doing for herself. And being that she's only been in this field for, or been out here in the spotlight for a year, you know, who knows how long she's been actually doing her music, you know, without having released anything. But being out here in the spotlight for a year, you know, there's things that I think that she could go through. I mean, a lot of companies that or production companies sign their artist, and they're just like produce and go to these shows and do this and do that, and you know, you sign and you get an amount of money when you sign, and you're supposed to make a profit for them. They give you money, but you're supposed to make it all back for them and then some. So, you know, I'm sure she's going through, like I said, ramifications with her company and with these venues that she has already had booked. But still, like, what are you gonna do if something happens to her and she's not here anymore to make music? I don't know. You know, they'll probably somehow make money anyway, but that's another story. So I'm gonna take a quick break and I'll be back. Wow, so I just realized that my first segment was almost like 20 minutes long, so I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. Probably won't be, but I'll try. So for the second half, I just wanted to talk about the stigma associated with being open about your struggles and mental health issues. Because yes, it's very courageous and brave and very you know, self-serving, but not in a bad way, to say that you are struggling and then do something to help yourself through that struggle. There's always going to be somebody that has something to say about it. And this, you know, culturally affects people in different ways. But it's generally, I'll say it's the same. So the reason why I thought about this is because, or the reason why I even heard about Summer Walker's issues is through some vloggers and social media people who post videos. I've seen videos on YouTube. So for example, let me do a famous one. This person is known for saying some outlandish. She got me mixing my words up. Outlandish and off the wall stuff that she really shouldn't. She doesn't bite her tongue, which is cool. A lot of people will enjoy her for this, but you know, it is what it is. She speaks her mind, which I've always appreciated. Like, you know, viewing strong examples, women that speak their mind. Sometimes women that are kind of like, you know, not everybody's cup of tea. So this is one of those women, but she's a little bit problematic at times. But anyway, sometimes I agree with her. This time I did not agree with her. But Wendy Williams, we know she's very opinionated, and I'm coming up with ideas, shows on top of shows. I can go into her life and her struggles, but she's not the topic. So she spoke about Summer Walker, and she was like the reason why, or one of the reasons why, I decided to research Summer Walker, because I mean, everybody was talking about it, you know, these YouTube and everybody who does like commentary on, I'm stuttering. Everybody that does commentary on like celebrities and things like that, like gossip, celebrity gossip, which I am not really into anymore. I've been subscribed to a whole bunch of things, and I was into it at one point, but now it's kind of like, I don't care. I don't know half these people, and everybody has problems. But now when I see those things, I do look at it more of a from, you know, what's healthy and what's not healthy, what kind of patterns they have, because I do find that part of it interesting. It's interesting to see, like, you know, I like now that because of things that I've gone through and things that I've worked on and through, I can see like, oh, I see what pattern they have, and they, you know, oh wow, exactly, that's why they went through that, that's why, you know, it took them this long to do, you know, I can see those patterns now. And so, you know, for that reason, I'll still look at those, and I'll still talk about some of those things, but you know, not a lot, because I mean, you guys don't care, you know, about what I'm doing with my life. You know, I'm just a person, and they're a famous person, so I'll talk about them too. Anyway, Wendy Williams spoke about the Summer Bunny issue, and she irritated me. I'm gonna say that, y'all. She irritated me because she was kind of like, oh well, I never had that issue. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for people who have that. Does anybody in my audience have that? You know, what do you feel when you have to go into a social situation? I feel like this. And she got her little sidekick Suzanne, and she's like, no, I don't feel like that. I feel excited to go into social situations. She's like, oh yeah, I couldn't do that. I don't understand that. I feel sorry for you. And I'm like, lady, you know what? You don't need to feel sorry for people that have that. And if you don't understand it, research it. I mean, this view is one of the reasons why people go through so much and struggle and hide these things, because there are people that are outward with this view of like, yeah, what's wrong with you? And obviously there is a glitch, but it's not like the strangest thing. There's so many people go through things, and Wendy herself goes through things. She has been somebody who's abused drugs, and she just got out of a very abusive relationship. Now, we don't know, we don't have proof that it was physically abusive, but it's definitely emotionally abusive. I mean, he had a whole side woman who he impregnated, and she knew about for a time. She admitted to knowing about this side woman, and she was okay with it until she got pregnant, the side woman. So she has something going on in within herself. So for her to be like, well, you know, couldn't be me. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like, oh, couldn't be me. I don't deal with that kind of issue. And, you know, who knows what Summer Walker has gone through in her life that got her to that point. You know, what voices, you know, influenced her to think that, you know, it's something to be afraid of in social situations. We all go through things, and we all react and become who we are. We all develop habits and patterns and ways to cope with things that we have gone through in our lives, and it's not always healthy. And some people don't cope at all, and those are the people that do drugs. Like, those are the people that escape. Those are the people that get into addictive behaviors. There's other addictive behaviors, you know, including like food and eating and relationships and other things. So there's a lot of ways, you know, we're all, you know, trying to work through these things. And I think there's very few people who have not had anything occur in their life that they had to work through. Even if you lived in a bubble, you would have to recuperate from living in a bubble and not having like any social, you know, interactions. Or, you know, if you're damned if you do, damned if you don't with mental health. And, you know, everything may not be seen as mental health issues, but, you know, codependency is an issue. People who can't be without a relationship or something like that. People who just seek attention all the time, which is a lot of people who are in these industries where they're in public view. You know, there's people that you know, some people's self-worth is intertwined with how other people see them. And sometimes it's in the bad way, where you get anxiety behind it. And sometimes it's in the other possibly bad way, but most times seen as good way, where you're just, you want to be on display, you want to do shows, you want to be, and it works out for you in that way. But then when you lose popularity, then you'll start to see the issues pop up. So that's my view on that. It's really, we hate to use this word. This word is used all the time, but I've said it in the last one. It's really problematic for you to like be an influencer on TV and say, well, you know, that sucks for her. You know, that's why people don't take the time and don't seek help and don't speak out about what they're going through, because you have somebody who's like, oh, you know, well, just do it, just go out. And it's not possible for all people don't have that makeup. Like I said, everybody reacts a different way from what they, you know, whatever they have gone through on their journey. So, I'm gonna close out with saying, be kind to everybody, because you never know what somebody went through or is going through. And yes, you may not understand the way that they're interacting or reacting, but just remember, you know, if somebody does something that is harmful to you, you have the right to not be around that person. But just remember, everybody's a result of, you know, things that they're working through. So sometimes the way people treat you is only a matter of something that they're dealing with and not because of you. And if you do have something going on in within yourself, don't be afraid to seek help. Don't be afraid. You're gonna hear some things. You're gonna hear, like, you know, things that make you doubt yourself and what your struggle is. For example, what she said, like, you know, she's kind of seemed like the kind of, like, oh well, just get over it. There's people that say just get over it. There's people that, you know, say will yourself to not be dealing with that. You can just, your will is not strong enough, because why are you dealing with that when I'm not? And I've gone through this. But just think about it. Everybody is dealing with something, and they're dealing with it in different ways. Some people do form healthy ways to cope, and some people form unhealthy ways to cope. But anyway, avoidance, which is kind of what this is. If she's just canceling, if Summer Walker is just canceling and not, you know, not showing up and not doing anything else, like, for example, not going to therapy and trying to be better or get better at that, then it's just avoidance. And avoidance is another part of anxiety that is a poor coping mechanism. It's a coping mechanism, but it's not a good one. So anyway, thank you for listening. Again, be kind to everybody. You don't know what they're going through. That's what I was trying to say. I keep a long story long and a short story long. But anyway, thank you for listening. Y'all have a great day. Bye.